Greetings and welcome to this Thursday's episode of your weekly insurance news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source of personal and business insurance. It's March 7th, 2024, and I'm Paige Estratori, here to unpack the latest industry news that affects you. Firstly, Australian insurers are navigating through a sea of unpredictable and evolving risks. Based on the recent PwC's Banana Skins Index, insurers are expressing anxiety over rising cyber threats, changes in climate, and shifting regulations. Notably, the preparedness of Australian insurers has dipped below the global average, a concerning trend given the heightened risks. With increased claims from climate events, claims inflation, and payout scrutiny, navigating through these troubled waters becomes a critical task for this sector. Turning our focus onto the woes of Australian women, a new study from Freshwater Strategy and MLC Life Insurance brings to light their financial vulnerability, particularly in situations of disability. The study revealed that 1 in 3 women may not be able to sustain past a month on savings alone if they were unable to work. This presents a stark contrast to men, with only 22% falling under the same bracket. Highlighting an urgent need for reassessment, it calls for a pulse check on our existing structures of disability insurance and encourages targeted financial planning. On another note, private health insurance premiums are set to rise beyond 3% from this April, the highest increase we've seen since the 3.3% rise in 2019. With the goal to closely align the hike with last year's wage increase rate, Health Minister Mark Butler intervened. He stressed the importance of delivering better value and enhancing healthcare for the 15 million Australians privately insured as premiums skyrocket. Finally, moving over to cyber protection, Emergence Insurance has ramped up its offerings significantly. Tailoring their policies to the evolving cyber threats, Emergence is waiving excess and rolling out free advisory services for businesses earning under $25 million. This enhanced policy coverage includes areas like unauthorized payments and director liability, along with offering advanced cybersecurity services. That's a wrap for this week's industry news. Remember, for all your insurance needs, head over to our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori. Stay safe and fiscally prepared until next week.